for Emporia State Hornet Basketball. Hornet Basketball is brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control, working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all year long. Pest-free, the best it can be. Call 620-342-4222. By Nextech Wireless, the latest in wireless technology. Fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Nextech Wireless inside the Flint Hills Mall. By Emporia State University, hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu. Bunge North America, dedicated to improving the global agribusiness and food production chain since 1818. By Carrie's Diamonds, for the special gift to celebrate the biggest moments in your life. 1015 Industrial, Carrie's Diamonds, where their difference is you. By The Station, Emporia's nightclub and event venue at 402 Merchant. Open Thursday through Saturday. The Station, where Emporia connects. Also brought to you by the RV Dock, the Credit Union of Emporia, Longvine Auto Plaza, Prairie Land Partners John Deere, Plumbing by Spelman, Hair Crafters, Witten Construction, Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, PT Associates of Emporia, and Charlie's Place. Also brought to you by Express Tire Pros, Cheryl Schumann Electric, Mark II Lumber, Nell's Tire, Farm Bureau Agent Brian Fillinger, John North Ford, Mainstay Suites, The Pizza Ranch, Shoal Construction, Flint Hills Mall. Now stay tuned for Emporia State Hornet Basketball.
From Hamilton Fieldhouse on the campus of the University of Central Oklahoma in Edmond, Oklahoma, good evening and welcome to Emporia State Hornet Basketball. As tonight, the 20th-ranked Emporia State Hornets take on the number 9-ranked Central Oklahoma Broncos. Let's take a look at our starting lineups for tonight's ball game. Brought to you by Plumbing by Spelman, located at 821 Commercial for residential and commercial plumbing services, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. First down for the Broncos of Central Oklahoma. They come in with a 12-1 record, 6-1 in the MIAA. They're coached by Bob Hoffman, who's in his fourth season at Central Oklahoma. He is 60-37, and this is the lineup they will go with tonight. At the guard spots will be Curtis Haywood, 6'5 senior out of Oklahoma City, averaging 11 points and 7 rebounds. Also at a guard will be Jaden Wells, a 6'1 sophomore from Hurst, Texas, averaging 19 points and 4 rebounds. Also at a guard will be Danquez Dazzi, a 6'2 sophomore out of Lawton, Oklahoma, averaging 3 points and 2 rebounds. At a forward spot will be Cameron Gibbons, 6'6 senior out of McKinney, Texas, 12 points and 6 rebounds. And Preston Amon, 6'7 sophomore out of Mesquite, Texas. For the Emporia State Hornets, they come in with a 10-4 record, 4-2 in the MIAA, coached by Craig Doty in his fifth year at Emporia State, 65-57. And this is the lineup Emporia State will go with at the guard spots. Owen Long, 6'3 junior out of Sikeston, Missouri, 16 points, 3 rebounds. Caden Evans, 6'4 sophomore out of Kansas City, Missouri, 8 points and 5 rebounds. Elijah Comethier, 6'7 junior out of Cibolo, Texas, 14 points and 4 rebounds. Peyton Roger Schmidt, a forward, 6'7 sophomore from Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, 3 points and 5 rebounds. And Mayim Boom in the post, 6'10 sophomore from Lincoln, Nebraska, averaging 9 points and 4 rebounds. Emporia State will win the tip. They'll play to the basket to our left. Our starting lineups are brought to you by Plumbing by Spelman, located at 821 Commercial. For residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. 12 seconds on the shot clock. Owen Long step back, 15-footer, good. And Owen Long gives Emporia State the early 2-0 lead over the Broncos of Central Oklahoma. Emporia State dressed in their road blacks. Central Oklahoma in their home whites with blue numbers and letters with gold trim. Emporia State man-to-man with the defense. Here's a long three. Off the mark, no good for Haywood. And the rebound, Emporia State's Mayim Boom. Hornets bring it up the floor. Comethier kicks it in the left corner. Caden Evans, top the key, goes to Owen Long. Man-to-man defense put up by Central Oklahoma. Owen, bounce pass right side. Caden Evans, way beyond the three-point line. Looking to dump it down low. Back out front, it goes to Owen Long with 10 seconds on the shot clock. Drives on Wells, puts up the floater. Left it a little short, hit the side of the rim of the rebound. Goes to Cameron Givens for Central Oklahoma. Up the floor. Then Gez Dazzi. Dazzi in the lane. Kicks it in the corner. Pass gets deflected out of bounds by Caden Evans. It remains in possession of Central Oklahoma. Central tried to kick it in the deep right corner to Givens. 19 seconds on the shot clock for Central Oklahoma. To play the ball in bounds, Danguez Dawsey. Looking. The count is on. Plays it inbounds to Jaden Wells. His shot out the mark. No good. Rebound to Elijah Commathier. Feeds it up the floor. Owen Long. One-handed pass left side to Elijah Commathier. Gets it inside to Mayan Boom. Backing down. Here comes the double team against him. Kicks it out to Caden Evans. Top the key. Elijah Commathier open for three. Yes! Great patience by Emporia State, and Elijah Commathier knocks down the Haircrafters three, and Emporia State takes the 5-0 lead. Call Mark Kraft, 620-342-6172. Make your appointment to get your haircut at Haircrafters. 1027 Commercial, downtown Emporia. Top the free throw circle, Preston Amon shovels it off to Haywood. Haywood trying to drive, spins in the paint, puts up the floater, it crawls in for him. Curtis Haywood. With his first basket of the ball game, makes it a 5-2 Emporia State lead. Long swings it right side. Caden Evans and a foul away from the ball. They're going to call that on Central Oklahoma. Picking up the personal foul for Central Oklahoma will be Preston Amon, the sophomore out of Mesquite, Texas, his first team first. Emporia State gets the ball out of bounds. They'll play it out to Elijah Commathier. Elijah from 17, shot no good. Rebound goes to Cameron Givens. Had position on Mayim Boone. Into front court with the basketball. Haywood gives it off to Givens. Goes between the legs. Drives in the lane. And we're going to get a push foul on Mayim. Tried to body up and go with him step for step and had his hands and gave him a little shove. For Mayim, his first team first. Ball out of bounds to Central Oklahoma. 21 seconds on their shot clock. So they play it in on the baseline. Trying to get the ball inbounds, and finally Jaden Wells takes the inbounds pass, being guarded by Caden Evans. Drives on Caden, takes it in the lane, puts up the shot, gets it blocked, but a foul's going to be called on Emporia State. Whom do they call the foul on? They're going to call it on Caden Evans. It'll be free throws coming for Jaden Wells, who is a 90% free throw shooter. He's been to the line 50 times. This will be his 51st free throw on the season, and he makes it. He'll get a second free throw here. He can make it a one-point ball game. He's now made 46 of 51, make it 47 of 52. 5-4 Emporia State. Central Oklahoma will apply some token pressure as Caden Evans gets it across the timeline. Gives it off to Owen Long. Back to Caden Evans on the wing right side. Picks up the dribble, feeds it off to Peyton Roger Schmidt. Owen Long for a three. That one's off the mark. Rebound will go out of bounds to Central Oklahoma. 5-4 Emporia State, 16:59 to play here in the first half. What a basketball brought to you by Next Tech Wireless. Latest in wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Dazzy working with the ball out front, trying to drive on Peyton Roger Schmidt. Now gives it off to Haywood. Top the free throw circle to Givens. Driving on Mayim Boom. Now dishes it off to Haywood. Haywood from the lane line. High arching shot off the glass is good. Curtis Haywood with six. He has all 6 points for Central Oklahoma. Caden Evans with the basketball. Top the key. Peyton Rogers down low. They go to Mayim Boom. He can't handle it, but we're going to get a foul called on Central Oklahoma. Picking up the foul, Danguez Dazi, his first. It's a non-shooting foul, so it's ball out of bounds for Emporia State. Shot clock gets reset to 20. Emporia State plays it into Elijah Commathier. Gives it top the key to Peyton Roger Schmidt. Drives. Should have gone up with a shot. Tried to dish it on the right side. Ball gets deflected out of bounds. Last touch, though, by Central Oklahoma. So a lucky break there for Emporia State. Peyton has to be confident when he gets to that point. Just go ahead and kiss it off the glass. 6-5 Central Oklahoma. Owen Long with the basketball. Step back three. That one's going to be off the mark. Hit the front end of the rim, and the rebound goes to Dazzy. brings it up the floor. Long three by Wells. No good. It was off the back of the rim of the rebound to Owen Long, and Emporia State heads the other direction. Owen down the lay. He's going to get fouled as he drives to the basket. Picking up the foul will be Curtis Haywood. That is his first 13 fouls against Central Oklahoma. Substitutions for the Broncos. Jalen Turner, a 6'6 junior out of Houston, into the lineup, along with Luke Hossel, 6'10 sophomore out of Lenexa. Emporia State plays the ball inbounds to Comethyr on the wing right side. Working against Turner, takes it in the paint, gives it down low to Mayim Boom, and gets the lay-in. Mayim Boom gets the finish. Emporia State retakes the lead at 7-6, 15:35 to play first half. Haywood across the timeline. He has all 6 points for Central Oklahoma. Feeds it off to Jaden Wells, working left side, picked up by Peyton Roger Schmidt. Along the baseline, they give it to Givens, almost has it knocked away, able to get it back, spinning down along the baseline, puts up the shot off the glass and scores it as he was going one-on-one against Owen Long. Now they just called a warning on Cameron Givens as he may have bounced the ball away. Substitution for Emporia State, Octavian Butler in for Peyton Roger Schmidt. Owen Long across the timeline. Hornets down 8-7. This is Caden Evans way out on the left side. Pass across the floor, almost intercepted, but it's saved by Octavian Butler. Now Comethyr has it. Right side, drives in the paint, kicks it in the corner. Three-point shot up, no good. Rebound goes to Central Oklahoma. Caden Evans missed the shot. Rebound goes to Central Oklahoma. They lob it down low. Shot up and no good for Hossel, and the rebound to Emporia State. Butler into front court. Has it right side to the rim. Gets his shot blocked out of bounds. It'll be a hold of basketball. That will take us to our first media timeout. 14:32 to play here in the first half. 8-7 Central Oklahoma with a lead. What a basketball being brought to you by Charlie's Place. Open 7 days a week with daily specials. 10 TVs to watch sports, play darts, and free pool on select days. Charlie's Place at 116 Commercial in Emporia. Let's pause 1 minute. You're listening to Water Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Get the latest 5G devices at Next Tech Wireless. Now you can get the iPhone 14 Pro and the Samsung Galaxy S22 Plus on us, or up to $999 off any other device. And that's not all. You can also get half off a new Apple Watch when you bring your number to us. Next Tech Wireless. We are Kansas.
Did you know that each year termites cause billions of dollars in damage? That's why you should consider the Centricon system with always active technology from McKenzie Pest Control to help prevent costly termite damage before it occurs. Centricon Always Active is always baited and always ready to protect your home or business from damaging termites. And it's affordable. Call McKenzie Pest Control for a free termite evaluation and learn how Centricon Always Active can help protect your biggest investment.
Your home for Hornet sports. Today's best hits. Mix 104.9.
8-7 Central Oklahoma with the lead. Emporia State with the ball to play inbounds. Owen Long gets it to Mayim Boom. High post right side. Gets the ball knocked out of his hands, but he tips it back out to Owen Long. 14 seconds on the shot clock. Gage McGuire goes down low. Mayim Boom in traffic. And they're going to call a travel on Mayim. Central Oklahoma will have the ball after the turnover by Emporia State for the Hornets. That is their first turnover of the ball game. Central Oklahoma working against the man-to-man defense from Emporia State. Out front with it, Haywood down the lane. Kicks it in the deep right corner to Givens. He'll shoot the three. Nails it. Cameron Givens with five. Makes it an 11-7, four-point lead for Central Oklahoma. Gage McGuire trying to get it down low to Mayim Boom as he works against Hossel. Takes it in the lane, left it short, battle for the rebound. Hossel rips it away from Mayim Boom. In the front court, Haywood.
takes it, spins in the lane, throws up a shot off the glass, missed it. No good. Rebound Emporia State. Owen Long will push it into front court to Kamath there on the wing left side. Lets the defense run by, shoots the three, up and in. Elijah Kamath there with a hair crackers three. He has six. Hornets down 11-10 with 13-17 to play in the half. Hornet basketball brought to you by Carey's Diamonds for the special gift to celebrate the biggest moments in your life at 1015 Industrial. Carey's Diamonds, where their difference is you. Here's Givens out front working against Gage McGuire. Drives to the basket, puts up the shot, missed everything. Battle for the rebound, and there's going to be a foul first. Coach Craig Doty not so sure. They're going to call the foul on Gage McGuire. That'll be the third team foul on Emporia State. First personal on Gage McGuire, and at the free throw line will be Cameron Givens, who was a third team all-conference player a year ago. Free throw up and good. Gives him 6 points in the game. Substitution for Emporia State, Mason Thiessen replacing Mayim Boom. Second free throw for Givens. Rims out. No good. So on the floor for Emporia State right now, it's Owen Long, Gage McGuire, Mason Thiessen, Atavian Butler, and Elijah Kamath here. 12-10, Central Oklahoma with the lead. 12:48 to play in the first half. Owen Long with the basketball. Kicks it in the corner to Kamath there. Back out front to Mason Thiessen. Thought about the three. Didn't pull the trigger. Gives it off to Butler on the wing right side. 3-point off. No good. Rebound to Kamath there. He gets hammered as he tries to put it back up and in. He'll be at the line to shoot a pair of free throws. Picking up the foul will be Luke Hossel. His first. Team fourth. Whistled against the Broncos. And Elijah Kamath there will step to the free throw line where he has shot 82 free throws this season. This is his 83rd, and this one rimmed out on him. He's a 74% free throw shooter coming into this game. He'll get a second free throw here. Can make it a one-point ball game. Spins the ball in his hands, and this one's good. So Elijah makes one of the two free throws, gives him 7 points, and it's a 12-11 Central Oklahoma lead. What a basketball brought to you by The Station, Emporia's nightclub and event venue at 42 Merchant, open Thursday through Saturday. The Station is where Emporia connects. This is Jaden Wells on the wing left side working against Mason Thiessen. Kicks it out right wing for a three that's off the mark for Preston Amon. Rebound goes to Central Oklahoma. Jaden Wells sticks it back up and in for a two-pointer. Makes it 14-11. Emporia State did everything well except forget the defensive rebound. And then Jaden Wells made him pay. Butler has it on the left wing. Top the key. It goes to Kamath there. Now he goes to the dribble. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Drives to the basket. Reverse layup. Missed it, but he gets fouled. He'll be at the line to shoot a pair as Preston Arnold picks up the foul. Coach Bob Hoffman thinking there should have been a travel. Official said didn't see it. This will put Elijah Kamath here back at the free throw line. That'll be the 15th foul on the Broncos. They lead it by 3, 14-11. Free throw bounces off the back iron. No good for Elijah. As Peyton Rogers Schmidt checks into the lineup. Also into the lineup, Noggs Wawasik. Gage McGuire sets down, so does Owen Long. Second free throw coming for Elijah Kamath here. And his free throw is good. He has 8 points. He'll leave the lineup and be replaced by Sam Baker. 14-12, Central Oklahoma with the lead, 11:47 to play first half. Want a basketball brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control. Working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all year long. Pest free the best it can be. Call McKenzie, 620-342-4222. Feed down low goes to Givens. Backing in against Peyton Rogers Schmidt. Spinning. Gets a shot blocked by Peyton Rogers Schmidt. Ball loose on the floor. Still loose on the floor. Picked up by Noggs Wawasik. Gets it off to Butler. Butler up the floor with a basketball. Left-handed dribble, steps in the paint, and they're going to call a travel on him. Turnover gives it back to Central Oklahoma. 14-12. Central Oklahoma the lead by two. 11-17 to play in the first half. Dazzy across the timeline. Dribbles it to the left. Now goes to the right. Tries to dump it down low, and they get the alley-oop dunk to Luke Hossel. 16-12, Central Oklahoma. Sam Baker out front. It goes to Butler. On the wing right side, Wawasik. In the corner, it goes to Baker. Back to Wawasik. Off his fingertips, has to track it down. 13 seconds on the shot clock. Wawasik gives it down low to Mason Thiessen. Spinny gets a he traveled with it first. Turnover gives it back to Central Oklahoma. Substitution for Central. Curtis Haywood will check into the lineup. Setting down will be Jaden Wells. Mayim Boom checks back in for Emporia State. So does Caden Evans. Mason Thiessen and Octavian Butler will set down for the Hornets. 16-12, Central Oklahoma up by four. 10:43 to play here in the first half. Across the timeline, this is Dazzy. Swings it on the left side. Down the paint goes Turner. They try to go for the alley-oop to Hossel, and he gets fouled. He'll be at the line to shoot a pair. Picking up the personal foul for Emporia State will be Nogs Wawasik. The 6'5 freshman out of Mayetta, Royal Valley High School, picking up his first personal foul. Going to the free throw line will be Luke Hossel. First free throw is on the way and good for Hossel. As a team coming into this game, Central Oklahoma, a 73% free throw shooting team, they had taken 262 free throws. Second free throw is also good. He has four, and it's a six-point lead at 18-12 with 10:29 to go. Florida State needs a basket. Wasik has it out front down the lane, and he gets tripped up as he drives in the paint. They're going to call a foul on Curtis Haywood. It'll be ball out of bounds for Emporia State. That is a 16 foul whistled against the Broncos. Checking back into the lineup, Jaden Wells for Central Oklahoma, replacing Curtis Haywood. Hornets will play it inbounds on the baseline. To play it in, Caden Evans. Plays it out to Sam Baker. Shovels it off to Caden Evans. Caden down the lane, puts up the floater. Missed it badly. Rebound goes to Central Oklahoma. Got into the paint, and there were about three white jerseys there to kind of defend that shot. Didn't have much of a chance. Working out front, Turner takes it to the rim, missed the shot. Rebound tracked down by Nogs Wawasik. They tried to lead it. Up the floor, Baker, left wing, three, no. Long rebound goes to Cameron Givens for Central Oklahoma. 9:52 to play in the half. 18-12, Central Oklahoma with a lead in the ball. Dazzy has it, takes it to the left side of the floor as they run their sets. Dazzy, top the free throw circle, gives it off to Hossel, back to Dawes. Dazzy, out for a long three. It's good by Jaden Wells. That gives him five, and it's a 21-12, nine-point lead for Central Oklahoma. This is Wawasik, gives it off to Caden Evans. Top the key, Wawasik. Drives to the basket, gets to the rim, lays it up, left it short. He was defended that time by Hossel. He altered the shot enough. Just have to be a little stronger driving to the basket. Maybe he can draw the foul. 21-12 Central Oklahoma. Emporia State hasn't scored a basket in a while. They work it out front. Open is Givens for an open three off the back iron. No good. 13-25 was the last field goal for Emporia State. Elijah Commenthier's three-pointer. Out front with it, Sam Baker. He'll shoot the three and hit it. A hair crafter's three for Sam Baker. Just what the doctor ordered. Makes it 21-15. It's a six-point Central Oklahoma lead with 8:35 to play. Hornet basketball being brought to you by Emporia State University. Preparing students to go from classroom to career. Learn more at emporia.edu. Dazzy working out front. Swings it off to Wells. Shot clock down to 10. Wells working on the left side. Drives in the lane. Kicks it in the corner to Givens. Givens with 4 seconds on the shot clock. Step back three. On the way. No good. Shot clock violation. And we're going to get a flop, I think. And that's going to take us to our... There's a technical for the flop by Jaden Wells. That takes us to our media timeout. We'll sort it all out when we come back. Hornet basketball being brought to you by Next Tech Wireless for the latest wireless technology. Fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Let's pause 1 minute. You're listening to Hornet basketball on Mix 104.9.
At Bunge North America, they take great pride in sourcing soybeans grown from our local farmers and turning them into products used by the most trusted names in the food industry. Bunge has been building relationships with farmers and customers for over 200 years to produce quality oilseed to make value-added ingredients. They've worked to understand their needs and develop relationships built on service, quality, satisfaction, and trust. Bunge North America, helping feed the world since 1818.
All work and no play? No way! At Emporia State University, you'll have plenty to do on campus, in town, and all around. With over 100 student clubs, intramural teams, campus events, Hornet athletics, block parties, disc golf, live music, biking, and hiking, there's always something to do. With all that and over 200 academic programs, you're going to love ESU. Learn more and schedule your campus visit at emporia.edu/visit.
KFFX Emporia, today's best hits, Mix 104.9.
21-15, Central Oklahoma leading Emporia State. With 8-11 to play here in the first half, and a flopping technical was assessed to Jaden Wells, and to shoot the technical, Owen Long, and he knocks it in. Gives him 3 points and makes it 21-16. Emporia State will have the ball out of the timeout. Owen Long, Peyton Rogersmith, Sam Baker, Elijah Kamath there, and Mayim Boom on the floor for Emporia State. Central Oklahoma is going to go with Travion Ellis, a 6'1 senior out of Oklahoma City. Mike Quick Jr., a freshman out of High Bridge, New York, along with Ben Averett, a 6'6 junior out of Jinx, Oklahoma, and Austin Fenton, a 6'8 sophomore, to go on the floor. So a whole new starting, or whole new five players on the floor. So the officials are discussing how everything's being assessed. And Coach Bob Huffman is arguing that Emporia State shouldn't be able to substitute, but there was a shot clock violation and a flopping foul, flopping technical, all in the same play. But they'll let now the officials continue to discuss if they apparently, the technical free throw that Owen Long took won't count because he wasn't supposed to be in the ball game. So that was an administrative error by the officials. And Sam Baker will take the technical free throw. Free throw is good by Sam Baker. And Emporia State will get the ball to play in bounds in backcourt. Now Owen Long can officially check in. Sam Baker to play the ball in bounds. Plays it into Kamath there. Gives it off to Sam Baker. Gives it off to Owen Long. Owen gets it across the timeline. Feeds it on the wing left side to Baker. Back to Owen Long. Thought about the three. Didn't pull the trigger. Sam will shoot the long three. Left it off the front end of the rim. The rebound being tipped around. And Mayim Boom reaches in and knocks the ball out of the hands of Austin Fenton and gets whistled for the foul. his second. Team foul number 5 on Emporia State. Substitution for Emporia State. Caden Evans will check in. He'll replace Sam Baker, or Mayim Boom, who just picked up his second personal foul. Central Oklahoma with the basketball. They lead at 21-16, four-point lead. Their biggest lead was by 9 at 21-12. It's now 21-16. Trying to drive with the basketball. This is Averett. Gives it off to Jaden Wells, who's now on the floor for the Broncos. Picked up by Cometh here. Shot clock at 8. Long step back 3. Good. Wow. That was almost, they've got the volleyball court striked out on the floor as well, and that's almost from the midline of the volleyball court. Here's Owen Long. Out there, Peyton Roger Smith drives to the basket. He gets fouled. He'll be at the line to shoot a pair. As he saw the opening, that was like the Red Sea parting, but quickly covering the lane was Mike Quick Jr., and they said he was quick, and he is. He got there, and he committed the foul, and this will put Peyton Roger Schmidt at the free throw line. Peyton on the season from the charity stripe, 63% free throw shooter, and clanks the first one off the back of the rim, no good. What a basketball being brought to you by Next Tech Wireless, the latest in wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Curtis Haywood back into the lineup for Central Oklahoma. Jalen Turner also back in the lineup. Second free throw for Peyton is good. That makes it a 24-17, seven-point lead for Central Oklahoma. 7:08 to play in the first half. Across the timeline, Curtis Haywood. Working left side, drives on Peyton Roger Smith, put up a high floater, but there to grab it and stuff it is Luke Hossel. That gives him 6. He's had a couple of alley-oop type dunks. 26-17, Hornets back down by 9. Caden Evans, way out on the wing right side, top the key, Owen Long. Here comes a double team on him, almost has it knocked away. Gets it out to Peyton Roger Schmidt, 10 seconds on the shot clock. Owen Long out front, working against the pressure of Turner with 6 seconds. Goes between the back, kicks it out to Sam Baker. Shoots a long 3, left it short. Hit the rim, though. Rebound goes to Central Oklahoma to Jaden Evans. They go down along the baseline. Reverse layup. Crawls off. No good. Putback attempt. No good. Missing it the first time. Cameron Evans. Second time. Hossel. Rebound this time to Emporia State. And they come back the other way. Trailing by 9 with 6:08 to play in the first half. 26-17. Owen Long. Caden Evans on the wing right side. Brings it back out towards the half-court stripe. Now dribbles it top the key. Little stop and go between the leg dribble. Drives on Hossel. Gets it to the rim. Reverse layup. No good. Battle for the rebound. Peyton Roger Schmidt rips it away from Givens. Lobs it out high to Owen Long. Owen goes between the legs with a dribble. Nice little move. Gets the ball stripped from behind. It goes out of bounds to Emporia State. Knocking it away from behind was Jaden Wells. Substitution for Central Oklahoma. Dengez Dossie. Substitutions for Emporia State. Gage McGuire and Atavian Butler will check in. Sam Baker checks out. So does Elijah Comethier. The officials are having a discussion whether the shot clock should have reset. So they're going to send the teams to their bench to discuss whether they... .538 to play in the first half, 26-17. Central Oklahoma with a lead. Emporia State being led by Elijah Comethier with 8. Central Oklahoma has 1, 2, 3 players with 6 points each. Luke Hossel, Curtis Haywood, and Cameron Givens, and Jaden Wells with 5. So their scoring has been done by 4 players. Emporia State, their scoring has been done by 5 players. Sam Baker has 5, Owen Long 3. 1 for Peyton Roger Smith, Mayim Boom with 2. They're going back to check to see if there's time on the shot clock or not. Don't forget, our first edition of Hornet Talk for the 2023 basketball season comes up tomorrow afternoon at Brough Sports Bar and Grill. Invite you to join us in person. We'll be on the air beginning at 12:10. We'll have it for you here on Mix 104.9. And we'll also hope to have it for you on KVOE-TV at KVOE.com. As Coach Craig Doty not real happy with the administration. Hornets play it into Bantler, who scores it on the inbounds play. They only had 1 second on the shot clock, and Octavian Butler scores the bucket on the inbounds play. 26-19. Hornets trail it with 5:24 to play. This is Dazzy. Goes from left to right in the corner to Givens, Turner. Turner puts up a floater and draws nothing but air. Rebound to Butler. Feeds it up the floor to Evans. Evans gets it top the key to Owen Long. Owen driving to the basket. Puts up the shot. Gets it blocked by Hassel. Maybe not the best shot to try to take going up against Hassel, who stands at 6'10". 4:54 to play in this first half. 26-19. Central Oklahoma the lead. And the basketball. Trying to drive. Floater up in and it goes for Jaden Wells. That gives him 7 points. Tough shots. You just tip your hat to him on some of those shots. They just get some tough shots to go. Butler has it in the deep left corner. Out to Owen Long out front. He'll go from left to right in between the double circles. Passes it right wing to Butler. Back to Long. And now goes top the key. Tries to drive on Hassel. Nothing open there. Goes between the legs. Shot clock at 7. Owen Long penetrates in the paint, gives it bong the baseline, gets the stop to Peyton Roger Schmidt, who gets the flush. Nice move and a nice finish by Peyton Roger Schmidt, makes it 28-21. 7-point lead with 4 minutes to go in the first half. Hornet basketball brought to you by Bunge North America, dedicated to improving the agribusiness and food production chain. Here's a shot blocked by Gage McGuire by Givens, and the rebound to Emporia State. Long into front court at the other end. Gives it off to Gage McGuire, and he's going to walk with it. Hornet basketball brought to you by Bunge North America, dedicated to improving the agribusiness and food production chain since 1818 is what I was getting ready to tell you about before all the action. And that stoppage and play brings us to our final media timeout, 28-21. Central Oklahoma with a lead over Emporia State. Let's pause 1 minute. This is Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Call the Top Guns, the masters of disaster, when creepy, crawly critters show up on the scene.
For over 50 years, McKenzie Pest Control has offered quality service to all of East Central Kansas. With a knowledgeable staff and hometown service, let McKenzie Pest Control make your home or business pest-free, the best it can be. Call McKenzie Pest Control, professionals you can depend on.
McKenzie Pest-Free, the best it can be.
Get the latest 5G devices at Next Tech Wireless. Now you can get the iPhone 14 Pro and the Samsung Galaxy S22 Plus on us, or up to $999 off any other device. And that's not all. You can also get half off a new Apple Watch when you bring your number to us. Next Tech Wireless. We are Kansas.
KFFX Emporia, today's best hit, Mix 104.9.
3:44 to play, first half, 28-21, Emporia State trailing Central Oklahoma. Hornet basketball being brought to you by PT Associates, like ESU basketball. PT Associates is committed to excellence. PT Associates of Emporia, 12th and Industrial, where hard work pays off. try to drive to the basket for Central Oklahoma as Danquez Dossie loses a dribble out of bounds, last touch by Emporia State. Central Oklahoma will play it in on the baseline with 18 seconds on the shot clock. Dossie to play the ball inbounds. Plays it inbounds to Givens, working against Peyton Roger Schmidt, shoots it over him, and the shot is good. Wow. Just a one-on-one shot over Peyton Roger Schmidt. Not much Peyton can do there as Givens has eight. It's back to a 9-point lead at 30-21 for Central Oklahoma. McGuire gives it off to Caden Evans, drives it to the basket, feeds it across the lane to Butler, goes for the layup, gets fouled. He'll be at the line to shoot a pair. Picking up the personal foul will be Danquez Dossie. His second, eighth team foul, whistled against Central Oklahoma. And going to the free throw line will be Atavian Butler, the 6'2 junior out of St. Louis. His first free throw is up and the rim's out, no good. Emporia State hasn't really helped themselves out at the free throw line. They're now 4 of 8 from the free throw line. So we've got a second free throw here. Second free throw for Atavian, and this one is good. So he makes one of the two free throws. That gives him 3 points. Makes it an 8-point game at 30-22 with 3:06 to play here in the first half. In the front court is Dossie. Feeds it on the wing right side. They go for the alley-oop to Givens. Shot gets blocked, but they're going to call a foul on Emporia State. Let's see whom they call it on. They're going to call it on Peyton Rogers Schmidt, who blocked the shot. They say they got him on the forearm as well. Peyton not so sure about that call. Going to the free throw line will be Cameron Givens. He'll get two free throws here. That is the sixth team foul whistled against Emporia State. The first free throw bounces around and had the friendly roll. He must be familiar with those rims. Substitutions for Emporia State, Nogs Wawasik into the lineup along with Elijah Comethier. Second free throw is nothing but net for Givens. He has 10 first half points. 10-point lead for Central Oklahoma at 32-22 with 2:51 to play. Long into front court to Wawasik. Gives it out to Peyton Roger Schmidt. Kicks it out to Butler. Left elbow three. In and out. No good. Rebound. Elijah Comethier had it ripped out of his hands. 32-22. Central Oklahoma the ball. Jaden Wells across the timeline. 2:32 to play in the game. This is Wells working right side. Drives on Peyton Roger Schmidt. Gets around the corner and gets the layup. Jaden Wells with 9. Backside help didn't get there quick enough for Emporia State. It's a 12-point Central Oklahoma lead. Wawasik trying to work against the screen. Gets it off to Peyton Roger Schmidt. Top the key to Comethier. Dribbles it to the left side. No crossover move in the lane. Takes it down the lane. Layup missed it. Rebound out of bounds to Central Oklahoma. What a basketball being brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control. Working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all year long. Pest free the best it can be. Call McKenzie at 620-342-4222. 34-22 Central Oklahoma with a lead. They have the basketball. This is Hossel. Gives it off to Givens. Beyond the three-point line. Shot up. Left it short. Rebound goes to Emporia State's Atavian Butler. And they're going to get Hossel going over the backs. And it's going to be free throws coming for Atavian Butler. Luke Hossel picks up his second, ninth team foul on the Broncos. It comes with a minute 45 to play in the half. Hossel will leave the lineup and be replaced by Ben Averett. Also getting set to check back in, Danquez Dossie. He'll replace Travion Ellis. Tavian Butler with 3 points. First free throw is good. He'll get the bonus. Gives him 4 points in the game. He can make it a 10-point differential here with his second free throw. Spins the ball, shoots it up, and it crawls off. No good. Givens with the rebound. 34-23, Central Oklahoma with an 11-point lead with a minute 38 to play here in the first half. Across the timeline, this is Dossie. Dossie working out front, drives to the right side. Bad pass, intercepted by Owen Long. Owen pushing the ball on the floor. Circles it to the free throw circle. Goes down along the baseline. Tried to go to Elijah Comethier and Central Oklahoma had hands in the middle of that passing lane. They deflected in a steal, and Central Oklahoma comes the other way. Minute 10 to go in the half. This is Wells to the rim. Try to dish it off in the paint, intercepted by Wawasik. Wawasik will push the ball up the floor. Kicks it over to Owen Long on the left side. Dribble step to his left. Three-point shot. Missed it. High, long rebound. Ended up going to Jalen Turner. Elijah Cometh there tried to go high and tip it in, but just couldn't get high enough. 34-23. 42 seconds to play. This is Dazzi. Gives it off to Givens. Working against Peyton Roger Schmidt. Goes between the legs. Tries to drive. Top the key, lift open for three. Dazzi missed it. Offensive rebound, put back up and in by Jalen Wells on a timeout taken by Central Oklahoma. Jalen Wells got the offensive rebound and just a fadeaway shot that was good. Not much Emporia State could have done defensively there, except for maybe boxed out a little bit. Central Oklahoma uses their use it or lose it timeout. Mayim Boom will check in. Cade Nevins will check in. Mayim Boom's been on the bench with two fouls. It's 36-23. It's a 13-point lead for Central Oklahoma. Central shooting 44% in this first half, 13-29. Emporia State only 28% from the floor, 7 of 25, 3 of 12 beyond the arc, 6 of 11 at the free throw line. Being out rebounded 20-16. So a cold shooting for Emporia State going on here in the second half. A lot of contested shots, too, for Emporia State. Central Oklahoma just making some wild shots as well. Well, not necessarily wild, just some tough shots. Hornets get the ball into front court as they can work for the final shot. Owen Long with the basketball. Working near the middle of the floor. Here comes a double team. He tried to pass. He gets intercepted by Central Oklahoma. Down at the other end. Layup good for Jaden Wells. Here comes Elijah Cometh there across the timeline. He tries to go in the Euro step. Gets the ball knocked out of his hands. It'll be Hornets basketball. Hornets will use a timeout here. They're use it or lose it timeout. 1.9 seconds to play in the half, 38-23. It's a 15-point lead for Central Oklahoma. Nogues Wawasik will check in for the Hornets. And Central Oklahoma has forced Emporia State into six turnovers. And off those turnovers, they have scored 11 points. So they have taken advantage of each and every one of those turnovers. So the Hornets struggling from the field here down the stretch. They led 7-6 at one time. They had a 5-0 lead, but Central Oklahoma has really been in control of this ball game since about the halfway mark of the first half. Wawasik to play it inbounds, plays it into Peyton Roger Schmidt on the alley-oop on the inbounds. And Peyton Roger Schmidt gets it to go. And that brings an end to the first half of basketball. Our score at halftime, Central Oklahoma 38, Emporia State 25. We'll be back with the Longbine Auto Plaza halftime show right after this timeout. This is Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
If you want bragging rights for the best night ever, head to Emporia's newest nightclub, The Station, in downtown Emporia. The Station is a space for everyone with an extensive drink menu and late-night eats, pool tables, air hockey, darts, and more. Need space for your crew? The Station is ready for every party with banquet rooms for events big or small for both young and old. For current hours and specials, find The Station on Facebook. The Station at 402 Merchant, where Emporia connects.
There's nothing better than keeping a little bit of a loved one with you everywhere you go. Hi, this is Carrie from Carrie's Diamonds, and we can take your loved one's handwriting or even fingerprint and make a one-of-a-kind piece of jewelry that you will love for a lifetime. We offer in-house custom design and engraving, so let's get together and create that perfectly unique jewelry item or gift to celebrate the life of the person you love. Carrie's Diamonds, 1015 Industrial Road, across from the fairgrounds. Our difference is you.
It's time now for the Longvine Auto Plaza Halftime Show.
Long Pine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet and Buick dealer in Emporia. Driven by LongPineAuto.com.
Everyone's transportation needs are different. Everyone knows that. That's why at Long Pine Auto Plaza, we're ready to help you find the right vehicle and provide you with the best customer service available. Or if you're looking for a pre-owned model, we have those too. We'll even be glad to make an offer to you on your current vehicle if you're wanting to sell it. Our award-winning service will help keep you on the road. So come see us or visit us at www.longbineauto.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Your home for Hornet Sports. Today's best hits, Mix 104.9.
We're at halftime, 38-25, Central Oklahoma with a lead over Emporia State as the Hornets had a little bit of a dry spell there in the first half. And they tried to stay close to Central Oklahoma, but Central Oklahoma just shooting the ball extremely well and making some tough shots. And Emporia State just hasn't been able to match them offensively. Let's take a look at our halftime stats brought to you by Witten Construction, your trusted hometown construction specialist. Call Joe Witten today for an estimate. You can reach him at 620-343-6054. Looking at the individual numbers first, for Central Oklahoma, Jaden Wells leading the way with 18 first-half points, 10 points for Cam Gibbons, 6 points in the game for Luke Hossel, and 4 points for Curtis Haywood. And those are the only players who have scored for Central Oklahoma. For Emporia State, they're being led by Elijah Cometh there with 8. 5 points for Peyton Rogers Schmidt. 4 points each for Atavian Butler and Sam Baker. 2 points for Owen Long and for Mayim Boom. Caden Evans, Gage McGuire, Mason Thiessen, and Knox Wawasik have played but not scored for Emporia State. Let's take a look at the team numbers. First off for Central Oklahoma, they're 14 of 30 from the floor for 46%, 3 of 9 beyond the arc for 33%, 7 of 8 at the free throw line for 87%. Emporia State, a little more frigid from the floor, 8 of 26 from the floor for 30%, 3 of 12 beyond the arc for 25%, and 6 of 11 at the free throw line for 54%. Emporia State being out-rebounded, 20 to 16, leading rebounder for Central Oklahoma. Lou Kossel was 6. Nobody has more than 3 rebounds for Emporia State. Mayim Boom, Elijah Cometh there, and Atavian Butler with 3 each. Mayim Boom only played 10 minutes, 16 seconds of the first half. He picked up a couple of fouls early in the game and had to ride the pine most of the second half. Emporia State with 6 turnovers. Central Oklahoma with 3. Off those turnovers, Central Oklahoma scored 11 points, Emporia State only 1. In the paint, Emporia State's been outscored 14-8. Second chance points, Central has outscored Emporia State 4-3. On the fast break, though, Emporia State's outscored Central 4-2, and the bench of Emporia State's outscored the Central Oklahoma bench 8-6. There have been 3 different lead changes in this basketball game. Central Oklahoma's led for 16 minutes and 7 seconds, while Emporia State led for only 3 minutes and 33 seconds. Their biggest lead was by 5. That was early in the ball game when they had jumped out to a 5-0 lead. And Central Oklahoma had their biggest lead at 15 with 7 seconds to play when they led 38-23. Again, our halftime score, Central Oklahoma leads at 38-25 over the Emporia State Hornets. Our halftime stats have been brought to you by Witten Construction, your trusted hometown construction specialist. Call Joe Witten today for an estimate, 620-343-6054. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more on the Longbine Auto Plaza Halftime Show right after this timeout. You're listening to Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Hello again, Emporia. This is Curtis with Mainstay Suites, inviting you to check out why we are one of the fastest-growing hotel brands in the country. As Emporia's only extended-stay hotel, you won't find a better deal anywhere in our city. Our spacious and renovated rooms are perfect for your family visiting from out of town, and our meeting room is great for your family gatherings. You can book reservations through our Facebook page or call us at 343-7756. Mainstay Suites, live like home.
Farming or ranching isn't just your livelihood, it's your life. No one understands that better than Farm Bureau Financial Services. We offer comprehensive coverage that protects your farm and ranch, machinery, livestock, and much more. You'll get customized coverage in one policy, with one premium and one deductible when you need it most. Contact me, Brian Fillinger, your Farm Bureau agent in Emporia, and learn more about smarter insurance for agriculture.
Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Express Tire and Auto Tire Pros makes buying tires simpler. They offer a straightforward approach to tire and auto service that includes nationwide warranties, a hassle-free experience, and a great selection of Michelin tires. No matter what you drive or where you've driven, Michelin has a tire to fit any need. Visit in-store or online at ExpressTirePros.com. Tire Pros. Love the drive.
KFFX Emporia, today's best hit, Mix 104.9.
38-25 is our halftime score. Central Oklahoma with a lead over the Emporia State Hornets. Earlier tonight, the Emporia State Lady Hornets ended up on the short end of the scoreboard. Another cold shooting night for the Lady Hornets as they end up losing to Central Oklahoma 66-57 as the Lady Hornets shot only 29% from the floor. They led at the end of the first quarter, but then were outscored the rest of the way. Emporia State led in scoring by Treasure Job with 20 points. She was the only player in double figures for Emporia State. Central Oklahoma had three players in double figures in the victory. Emporia State falls to 4-3 in MIAA play. They are now 9-4 on the season. Central Oklahoma 5-7 on the season, 2-6 in the MIAA. Other final scores tonight in the MIAA. On the women's side, it was Fort Hays over Lincoln, 85-68. Missouri Western defeated Northeastern, 74-53. Central Missouri defeated Nebraska Kearney, 55-50. It was Northwest Missouri State over Rogers State, 53-50. Pittsburgh State defeated Missouri Southern, 87-79. And Central Oklahoma again over Emporia State, 66-57. And men's basketball action tonight, Fort Hays State defeated Lincoln 66-53. Let's see if we've got any other final score. Northwest was at Missouri Western. That game should be final. And Northeastern won that game 75-73. So Northeastern defeats Missouri Western again 75-73. Other games that are going on, Northwest leading Rogers State 42-34. Southern leading Pittsburgh State 44-28. Central Missouri leading Nebraska Kearney 35-17. One game tonight in the Big 12, and that one's gone final. Oklahoma State defeated West Virginia 67-60. Here it's 38-25. Central Oklahoma with a lead over Emporia State. We'll continue with more on the Longvine Auto Plaza Halftime Show right after this timeout. You're listening to Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Don't leave your wiring to chance. Plug into your number one electrical source, Gerald Schumann Electric. Local experts in residential, commercial, and industrial electrical repairs and installation. Their highly trained electricians get the job done right the first time without cutting corners. With over 40 years in the business, you can rely on their expertise to get the job done to your satisfaction every time. Honesty and integrity is their policy, and electricity is their business. Give Gerald Schumann Electric a call today, 342-2176.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. Winter weather can bring ice, snow, and slick roads. Mel's Tire has the Yokohama tire that will get you where you need to go. From the Yokohama Avid Ascend to the Geolander ATGO15 or Geolander HTGO56, you'll get dependable performance from your Yokohama tires. And remember, Mel's Tire offers quality service on your vehicle's brakes, struts, shocks, front end alignment, and mechanical work. Come see us at Mel's Tire, 915 Graham Emporia, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
Your home for Hornet Sports.